The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey gang, just wanted to let you know that you can now get a free 14-day trial of our Chronicles Defosi Patreon membership.
Subscribe now for free for 14 days to get access to all of our full episodes, solo minisodes, bonus content, even behind-the-scenes bonuses like our chats about football, and of course, our chats about life in general. You can also get the entire back catalogue of Serie A Chronicles content.
So head over to serieachronicles.com/Patreon and subscribe to the Chronicles Defosi membership for free.
There is something in first season syndrome sometimes, right? Like sometimes you do see players who come to a new setting and no one's figured them out yet. And that first season, they're able to be really impactful and they can't carry over the same impact into their second year. And I always think like my number one sort of extreme example of someone like that is Juan Manuel Iturbe, who looks so electric at Verona. And then he made the step up and just turned out that all he had was pace and not enough of anything else. And, you know, that was after someone, everyone had tried to sign him. There was this whole drama of him like being stolen away and from between Roma and Juventus. And look, that can happen. To me, Kvaratskhelia has got way too much in his game, too much variety, too much in his arsenal for that to be the case. I'm not worried about that for him. I think he'll have to learn, of course, that different teams will do different things to him. And I'm sure some people will look at what Lazio have done and try to emulate it. But trying to emulate it is not the same as being able to do it. And, you know, Lazio played really, really well. Obviously, so many sort of subtexts with this game, Sarri being back in Naples. I always think it's sort of extra tough how he gets received by the fans in Naples. I mean, he was whistled at the Maradona and jeered before kickoff. And of course, that's because he took the Juventus job. It's not because of how things ended between him and Napoli. It's because he took the Juventus job afterwards. But you can tell he still has such great affection for this place and for the city and for the fans. And you can tell that to him, it still means a lot. And I thought his post-game interview was actually really sort of a bit sort of bittersweet, perhaps, a bit melancholy, where he was saying, you know, someone asked him, what's the difference between Spalletti's Napoli and your Napoli? And he said, well, the difference is that Spalletti's going to win. And I envy him to death for that. And yeah, I don't know. It's one of those moments where you see the humanity in it. And of course, you know, Sarri has had his moment. He's gone and won the league. He's gone and got to have that experience. But I think for him, Naples will always be that special place. And he's right, by the way, in case anyone's watched last night or seen the result and is going, oh my God, could this be a moment? Could Napoli wobble?
Sports Social Podcast Network.